Okay, let's regroup with the serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. For the tape, we're regrouping after a short break on Saturday, March the 6th, 2010, in Luther. Got it! Luther, Texas. I was told that I needed to think of Hooters. I want to tell y'all, I live in Houma, Louisiana, and we just got our Hooters restaurant this week in Houma. I guess all the guys are going to be flocking there. I wonder if Jimmy's going to go there before I get home. Anyway, this is our dignity of choice, plans of eating, sample plans of eating. I want to read this because I want to reiterate about that a piece of literature that I got when I first came into Overeaters Anonymous. It's telling us the same thing here, okay? This says, choosing specific foods to refrain from are trigger or binge foods. Trigger or binge foods are foods that we eat in large quantities or to the exclusion of other foods. Foods that we hoard or hide from others. Foods that we eat secretly. Foods that we turn to in times of celebration, sorrow, or boredom. Or foods that are high in calories and low in nutritional value. In addition, we look to see whether there are any common ingredients among those foods, like sugar or fat, that might exist in other foods we haven't listed. Each of us may have problems with different foods or ingredients. If a food has been a binge food in the past, or if it contains ingredients that have been binge foods for us, we remove it from our plan. For example, if pasta is a trigger food, then other foods made with flour, breads, muffins, crackers, could cause problems. Extra servings of a non-trigger food might create cravings. If we are unsure whether or not a food causes problems for us, we leave it out at first. Later, with abstinence, the correct answer becomes clear. Here are some examples. Comfort foods or junk foods such as chocolate, name brand fast foods, cookies, potato chips. Foods containing sugar, such as desserts, sweetened drink products, and cereals, many processed meats, and many condiments. Foods containing fat, such as butter and other high dairy, fat dairy and non-dairy foods, deep-fried foods and snacks, and many desserts. Foods containing wheat or flour or refined carbohydrates in general, such as pastries, certain pastas, and breads. Foods containing mixtures of sugar and fat, or sugar, flour, and fat, such as ice cream, donuts, cakes, and pies. Foods we eat in large quantities, even though they aren't our trigger foods. When we identify the foods and food ingredients that cause us cravings, we stop eating them. To me, that goes right along the same line as what Dr. Dowling said, and what that piece of paper that I got when I first came into Overeaters Anonymous, and it's still in here in our current OA-approved literature. So I'm not out of line, according to the guidelines of all. I do respect Overeaters Anonymous, Inc. I really do, and I do try to, heed what they suggest that we stick to. Let's remember, God puts us in the right place at the right time with just the right people, having just the right information. Okay? I like that a lot. Okay, so I think we kind of covered step two, one and two, huh? Let's move on to three. You know, it's very important that we get that foundation. So all of this information up to this page has been all about steps one and two. Then all of a sudden, in how it works, we are going to learn about step three and step four. And then, in the chapter into action, guess how many steps are in there? 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Seven steps in one chapter. And working with others is all about step 12. So we see how important step one and two are and how much time and information that they gave us in order for us to have a firm bedrock, to have our cornerstone set in place, to be able to move ahead so that we can build, put that cornerstone so that we can have that arch through which we can pass to freedom. Okay, we're not going to read how it works. Oh, yes, some of it we are. Okay. At the bottom, the second paragraph.
What page?
I'm on page 58 of how it works. You know, this is what AA reads at all their meetings. And this is what we read at all of our meetings when I first started. Now we read our invitation to you because I think it just so talks about our illness. But every once in a while we'll read this at our meeting and we'll study what it says. But it says that our stories disclose in a general way what we used to be like, what happened, and what we are like now. If you have decided you want what we have and are willing to go to any length to get it, then you are ready to take certain steps. What is it that they had? They begin to tell me on page 76 what they had. And they have it in italics, what they had. I'm going to read the paragraph. Now we need more action, about which we find that faith without works is dead. Let's look at steps 8 and 9. We have a list of all persons we have harmed and to whom we are willing to make amends. We made it when we took inventory. We subjected ourselves to a drastic self-appraisal. Now we go out to our fellows and repair the damage done in the past. We attempt to sweep away the debris which has accumulated out of our effort to live on self-will and run the show ourselves. If we haven't the will to do this, we ask until it comes. You know, that's a prayer. We have prayer all through this step work. And every time it says that we ask, that's a prayer. It says, remember it was agreed at the beginning that we would do what? Go to inner lengths for what?
Victory
what?
Over. Yeah, to stay abstinent.
Yeah. Yep. So on page, I'm just going to go back and forth. On page 58, they said, if you have decided you want what we have and are willing to go to any length to get it, then you're ready to take certain steps. And so in order for me to get what they have, I have to do these steps. And so it's telling me here, and this is already when we get to steps 8 and 9. So we will have already did 4, you know, understood 3, did 4, 5, 6, and 7. And then 8 and 9 is telling us that, you know, we have to remember that at the beginning that we decided that we wanted to go to any length for victory over compulsive overeating. Okay? So then on page 79, it reminds me of something like that again. It says, although these reparations take innumerable forms, there are some general principles which we find guiding. Reminding ourselves that we have decided to go to any lengths to find